For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following article was written by Reuters News Service. Now, talk about the bizarre. Please note the lead is totally contradicted in the body of the article, but we should not be surprised. It's titled, Marijuana Tied to Precancerous Lung Changes. Quote, smoking marijuana can cause changes in lung tissue that may promote cancer growth, according to a review of decades of research on marijuana smoking and lung cancer. Still, it is not possible to directly link pot use to lung cancer based on existing evidence. More than 40% of Americans 12 and older have tried marijuana at least once, this according to Dr. Rena Mara of Case Western University in Cleveland, Ohio, and her colleagues point out, quote, given the widespread use of marijuana, its use for what are believed to be medicinal purposes, and the increasing abuse and dependence on this substance, it is important to examine potential adverse clinical consequences, they write in the Archives of Internal Medicine, to investigate whether marijuana smoking might lead to precancerous changes in the lungs or lung cancer. Myra and her team reviewed 19 studies of the topic. Analyses of sputum and lung tissue performed in some of these studies found more cancer-promoting changes in pot smokers than in cigarette smokers or non-smokers, including oxidative stress, dysfunction of tumor-fighting cells, changes in tissue structure, and DNA alterations. However, none of the studies they analyzed found evidence that marijuana smoking actually caused lung cancer after factoring in the effects of tobacco use. Myra and her team write, quote, we must conclude that no convincing evidence exists for an association between marijuana smoking and lung cancer based on existing data, end quote. I've got to interject a thought here. I've heard recently in the halls of Congress that it leads to cancer. It was one of the reasons for which they denied the Hinchey-Rohrabacher bill and by which they continue to prosecute and persecute medical marijuana patients. Let's go back to the beginning of this Reuters article where they referenced perhaps 40% of adult Americans have used marijuana. And don't you think that if it led to cancer, it'd be front page news and there'd be, and that 100 million users would be dropping like flies from cancer? Since the drug war began, it has been used by adult inhabitants of the planet more than 1 trillion times. No deaths. You gotta do something to help end this madness. Please visit our website, endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.